T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the program, NFL Network. You've seen him, you've heard him, you've read him. He's Michael Silver. Michael, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not much, Mike. Orioles are tied for first. That's what's up. He's who cares?
No. I try to ignore baseball for months. I'll bandwagon one of the Bay Area teams if they make the playoffs. But sounds fun.
All right, now the Browns. How fun was that following that process up until the draft extravaganza?
Well, it was interesting. In league circles, Vinny, as you know, Myles Garrett was considered far and away the top guy on the board. I think in 31 other organizations, that would have been a slam dunk. But the Browns debated it pretty late in the process and then kind of kept it cloudy. So there was the thought that they might take Mitchell Trubisky with that first pick or try to trade down and get him. Ultimately, they did the thing that 31 other teams would have done, and they took the pass rusher.
Now, I read where you said that Hugh didn't even know the pick, you know, who the pick was going to be till a couple minutes before because he was pacing and everything in the draft room.
Well, he knew, but, you know, until the card gets turned in, you don't know. But, this was a guy that he really, really felt strongly about. He is, as you know, a quarterback guru who understands offense at a very high level, but he also knows that if you get somebody who can hunt quarterbacks, that's a game changer too. And he hired Greg Williams this last offseason. They're going to have an aggressive defense, and the thought of getting Greg Williams that piece was super enticing. And then, they could have taken Malik Hooker with the 12th pick. Instead, they traded down, got an extra first rounder, and then came away with Jabril Peppers at 25. So he was ecstatic about that too, to get a safety, playmaking safety, and edge rusher for his new coordinator.
What was it like in their draft room on draft day?
It's interesting because they have a marriage of the analytics group, and then you've got the old school football people represented by Hugh. So there has been some talk about who does what. You know, Sashi Brown, who is a Harvard law grad and came up on the business side, is now in charge and has final say over football. So to Sashi's credit, he's listening to scouts and Hugh Jackson and coaches too, but they are trying something a little different. So it is interesting. They value picks at a very, very high level. They believe kind of, and I'm dumbing down the philosophy here because I'm probably not smart enough to truly understand the analytics, but, you know, they think that the draft is somewhat of a crapshoot, and that if you have more picks, you're maximizing your chances. That's especially true in their eyes of those high picks. So they value them a lot. So their first draft, they kind of showed they could wheel and deal and compile picks, but at some point you got to pick people, and now they're kind of blending that approach.
Does the baseball people sit with the baseball people and the football people sit with the football people in their draft room?
I think sometimes you got to keep the baseball people at a safe distance from the football people, or they might it might get ugly. But I'm judging it based on outcome, and everybody was happy. I think the analytics people, are understanding the football people a little bit more, and vice versa. And you've got an owner, Jimmy Haslam, and his wife Dee. You know, they're very engaged. But I do think the outcome was pretty good by everybody's estimation. They got Garrett, they got Peppers, they right. traded back into the first round to get Njoku, who is a playmaking tight end down the field, and you know, the quarterback position remains unsolved. They did take DeShone Kizer
right.
when he fell to them in the second round. But I think Hugh Jackson is such a good coach that if you just give him a fighting chance at a semi-competitive roster, that he'll find a way to get that thing rolling. Last year, that was not the case, and it was really frustrating to watch.
Hey, Mike, how involved is Haslam in the draft?
You know, there was the talk a few years ago where they drafted Johnny Manziel back during the Ray Farmer regime, and Jimmy Haslam said something about a homeless guy talking to him on the streets of Cleveland, saying draft Manziel. And I think Jimmy was trying to illustrate how, you know, the community was behind this pick, but it came out in the public and in NFL circles like, oh Lord.
There's an interception of the signal, it sounds like. NFL Network, he's Michael Silver. Yeah, and you know, we were talking as we were getting you back on, Michael, about the keeping the baseball people from the football people, and Paul D. Podesta featured prominently in Moneyball.
And Mike, I just watched that movie, and all those numbers and all that, there is no way in hell that I could have figured any of that out.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would have rather had Jonah Hill personally in the war room, because it would have been funny. But listen, I appreciate the concept of analytics and trying to find value where other people
right.
are not finding it. Sometimes I wonder how the approach will work with football. And, you know, there's some differences. You know, baseball, you've got a static situation, basically, where everybody's standing in one place and you can kind of judge outcome from there. Whereas football, you have 22 moving parts on every play. And another key distinction to me is that baseball, you have this seemingly bottomless farm system that you can dip into, or you can always find a supply of, say, catchers or first baseman. Football, you've got these highly specialized athletes that, you know, there just aren't that many of them in certain positions that exist on the earth. You know, how many guys have the size, speed, strength of Myles Garrett, you know, on earth? And so I just hope that they're taking those things into account when they try to marry the two approaches.
Has Greg Williams tamed down at all, or is he still crazy?
Oh, he's definitely still crazy. If anything, he's emboldened, because he told me, I think I found my twin. After all these years, I don't know that I've ever found anybody as much like me as Hugh Jackson. And, they have a lot of similarities. They're very smart. They're very secure in their own skin. They are going to aggressively pursue excellence, and if they go down, they're going to go down swinging. It's not going to be because they were subtle or tentative. So, I think it's infused that building with even more energy. And as I said earlier, I just think Hugh is a great coach. Greg Williams, it speaks for itself what he's done. If you give these guys, you know, a C-plus roster, I think they're going to succeed. It's just last year it was a F-minus-minus roster, and that's just rough.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Now, Mike, do you get the assumption that everybody in that room is on the same page? I mean, front office, baseball, football, I mean, they're all there for the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're learning each other as they go, and so I definitely think year two of the draft went a lot better than year one. Not that they weren't happy at the time with year one, because I think everybody appreciated how well they did on the trade downs and stockpiling picks, and that kind of positioned them for this year and really next year. But, I think they get each other a little bit more, which is cool. And, Sashi Brown did say at the pre-draft press conference, which I thought was right, our job is not to agree with each other. It's to end up getting the best players. And, you know, Vinny, you know more than anyone that there could be dissension and healthy disagreement, sometimes unhealthy disagreement in the process. And, you know, that's not necessarily bad for the outcome if you've got strong-willed people who figure it out. But, you know, I do think that you can't – ask a proud, competitive coach to go out there and have a have a team just torn down to the point that the Browns were last year. But I do think they've addressed that with free agency and the draft, and they'll keep working, and hopefully they're fielding a roster that gives them a chance to compete in 2017.
What did you get the feeling, like talking with owner, talking with Sashi Brown and stuff, that it's a three-year plan, a five-year plan? What is it? Because if they go 1-15 again this year, somebody is getting fired.
Yeah, it's a great question. They have told Hugh Jackson, look, this is not a short-term thing. We understand that it's going to take a while, and you're our guy, and we want you to be the coach here for a long, long time. And I think Hugh feels secure that, for example, if you go into this season, and I do think they'll add someone else, if you go into this season and your quarterback choices are Brock Osweiler, Cody Kessler, Kevin Hogan, and DeShone Kizer.
Good luck.
If you're coaching for your job, that's not a wonderful state of affairs on paper.
No.
But I do think you understand that, I think he's been told, like, listen, we get it. We might not have our quarterback, our franchise quarterback on the roster now. It's going to be hard until you do, but you know, we're trying to improve, and we're well positioned for next year when, you know, there are, some quarterbacks coming out in theory and also hitting the free agent market that could be better. So I do think that they're preaching patience. I think Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam are sensitive to the perception that they blow this up every year or two, and that predates them. In fairness, that goes back, you know, to the prior Randy Lerner regime. But, as far as, you know, who's the pressure on? I think the pressure, of course, is going to be more on the coaches. On the other hand, if Hugh Jackson takes this roster and goes 9-7, I think it's going to be awfully hard not to listen to him when it comes to,
let's hope,
you know, certain big decisions. So,
let's hope that happens, Mike. That's the only shot they got.
Well, I would bet on that guy when he's got a fighting chance, and he's learned a lot since his 8-8 season as the Raiders head coach, when he got unjustly fired, in my opinion. He had to dig his way back, and it took 4 years. I think he's a way better head coach now. I look forward to him having a chance to prove it.
Michael Silver, we appreciate your time. Have fun in Cleveland. Have fun in San Francisco. Good luck to the A's or San Francisco getting that bandwagon ready for you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Well, Michael Silver, thanks, man. On the Ackerman Security Hotline, Vinny, Orioles, Red Sox tonight. What happens?
I'm going to say that there's a brawl tonight. Brawl tonight.
That'll be interesting. I like the Orioles tonight.
I like the Orioles too. I think they're going to come out swinging.
I think Gausman gets them a quality start. Tim Barbalies, thank you. Vinny Serrato, thank you. Coming up next, Scott and Jeremy. Don't forget 5:45 Geico Orioles baseball tonight as we get you ready for the Birds and Red Sox. All the action happening here on 105.7 The Fan. I'm Bob Haney. See you tomorrow, 10 o'clock. For now, class dismissed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.